code. So, who can I give the word on the governance code? Paul?
Yes, let's reflect on one of our favorite subjects, codes. We all like them. Some experience with them. Yeah, and especially governance codes. It's a joy. It's actually a very well-written and understandable document, which surprised me, but it was a good read. And also what it aims to do is pretty clear, the spirit of it. However, as we can all imagine, being a document for 14 universities, it leaves a little bit or a lot of wiggle room. And wiggle room does not work well with councils. So for me, for us, the interesting thing to see is how we as a university will use this code to clarify or help with governing our university. But to me that seems an ongoing process, and we will see before us with the subjects we deal with. So it can help. But the wiggle room is a bit of a, it's understandable. So that was our reflection so far.
Maybe I can react and also reflect a little bit on this. We agree as a matter of fact on the observation that it is indeed a well-written document, but indeed it's also clearly a document that reflects an effort to reach consensus. It is a code which indeed gives general guidelines for how you should organize your university, and especially the societal tasks that the university has. What makes it a bit difficult, and therefore also makes me a little bit hesitant to reflect in detail on the document, is that it is still a living document. As a matter of fact, last Friday there was within the VGNU a meeting in which we also participated to once again go over all the articles to see what was written there and what's exactly intended, and sometimes also to change them a little bit. And frankly, I'm not sure what actually has come out of that meeting, in the sense that like you've seen in the document, there has been a committee which was chaired by Jaap van Maan, who's known as the guru on governance codes in the Netherlands. But for the majority was consisted of representatives of universities. And they did, I think, a very good job. Indeed, what they also tried to do is try to entertain as much as possible. What also makes it a little bit complicated is this is not the code of our university, but it's the code of the VGNU, so the Assembly of Collaborating Universities. And the way it is intended is that it is a general guideline, which implies that if a university, and that is especially a task that lies with the supervisory board, intends to deviate, then you have to make that clear in your annual report, and also explain why it is. So it is basically comply or explain. But the code is in several aspects so broad, if I may call it that way, that people may differ in opinion of whether you indeed comply, because that is the nature of the document. What will happen now, to expand a little bit about the process, is that there will be again a new version that will hopefully be published next week, and thereafter we as a board will try to understand what has happened with the former, when compared to the former document, and then try to establish our opinion on it, which we then will voice in the General Assembly of the VSNU. Frankly, I do not expect any big surprises there, but in the end, it is the joint supervisory board who have to agree. It is not us. Obviously, we will give our opinion, but it is the supervisory board, because in the end, they are the ones that need to decide, especially also in the way that indeed how they supervise on the university and also on the codes that cover this this university. So it is a rather complex situation, if I may call it that one. Maybe that's it. Yeah, Miam suggested I fully agree, so that's the opinion of the board. Right, Bob? But Miam suggested that what we could do is maybe a year from now or so, reflect on actually on what then the final code is and indeed how we as a university have chosen to comply with or maybe not to comply with, because then also we know at that point of time whether we indeed have found reason to deviate from it, and then we also should obviously explain why it then is that we have deviated.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yes.
I couldn't help noticing one particular article in the concept code for bestuur. It's in 1.3. I think it's a very usable document when it comes to the vision and strategy 2030 and the strategic documents. It states that het afwegingskader in de omgang met belanghebbenden in het licht van de maatschappelijke taak die we hebben uit te voeren. I think that's a very important phrase. It states that this is what the executive board should articulate to herself and externally, so that they make clear what their societal task is in connection to other stakeholders. So in that way, vision and strategy 2030. So what is our role exactly in the whole field of government, law, NGOs, companies, public? How do we, it was already mentioned, screen our partners? How do we rule out things like indirect greenwashing? Whatever. I mean, this is exactly what it is about, and I think it's in that sense a very usable document to sharpen our visions and strategy. I think most important. We will be watched, I think, on these points. Yeah.
If I may add to that, I agree, Gert, that indeed this helps, and our vision and strategy are, I would say, perfectly in line with this document. But indeed, it also puts the obligation on us to need to explain why we take certain decisions and why that would either deviate from the code and our strategy, or why we, at a certain point, would take certain decisions that would not be to the benefit of all stakeholders, because in the end, you also have to make choices.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe I will be in a short time positively surprised. I don't know. I mean, we will be presented the next version of Shaping 2030 right after this meeting. Okay, very fine. But what my statement actually is, I did not yet see that, our position towards what I already mentioned, government, law, NGOs, companies, public, etc., etc. What is exactly our position and our role in this whole big, by now mondial society? So maybe it's all in it, but I didn't see it yet. But of course, that's also part of the discussion, I agree.
Yeah. Okay, then we go to the next.